The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, making a stop in downtown Oklahoma City before heading to our nation's capital this week, speaking on Monday morning to the National Watershed Conference that's meeting at the Cox Convention Center. As he walked into the Cox Center, we had the chance to catch up with him for just a few moments before he went on the stage to talk to the watershed officials.
Talking with 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. Congressman, as you get ready to talk to these watershed folks, conservation, and that's been one of your loves. You've worked through your years as House Ag Committee. I know that it's been under attack. You most certainly had to defend some things in this latest CR.
First of all, Ron, how can you come from western Oklahoma? My relatives, my parents, my family lived through the Depression, the drought of the 30s. They lived through the drought of the 50s, so I'm very sensitive about these issues. Money is the issue in this coming Farm Bill. And today, with my Water Coalition, Shed Coalition friends, my fellow, as I like to think, members of the conservation movement, we're going to discuss just how tough the budget numbers are and why, as a movement, we have to work together not only to get the attention of the United States House, but the United States Senate. It was like the upstream flood control rehab program that we're all so very proud of, that we've all worked so very hard to create and keep in place. It's not a part of baseline funding in the present Farm Bill. So that means there's not an automatic stream of money in the next Farm Bill cycle, so we have to come up with a way to address that. It's just an example, what we're discussing here today, of the challenges we face in the coming 2012 Farm Bill.
Let's talk a little bit about the hearing that you held last week, jumping away from the Farm Bill for just a moment. Mm-hmm. Did you get a real sense that we're close to enabling legislation from the Obama administration?
Well, I would have been happy if either the trade negotiator, trade representative, trade ambassador, Mr. Kirk, or for that matter, Secretary Vilsack, could have given us a date specific when they would be bringing something to the floor for consideration. But the fact of the matter is they're talking in a more enthusiastic, more supportive way than they have, from the very beginning on actually getting to do it. The fascinating thing to me was, in particular, my exchange with a member of the Pork Coalition, who estimated this trade agreement might be worth 11 cents a pound on pork in the United States, 11 more cents a pound for every pig produced in this country if this trade agreement goes through. That's a pretty amazing statistic.
Now, you know, one thing that I know that they were talking about is that they want some sort of a jobs bill, in other words, retraining type bill, maybe tied to this thing. Is that going to float?
Well, once again, in a tough budgetary times, I have a hard time seeing how you do that. But, hey, the Senate's a different body. They have their own focus. We'll see how bad the rest of my colleagues in Congress want it. I just know that these three trade agreements have been ready for years, and they would make a huge difference now. And every day that we wait, our competitors around the world zero in on these three markets, so it's time to move forward. If the administration has to have some kind of a sweetener to throw out to their organized labor friends, then they better get it negotiated because we need to vote on this bill.
Last question regarding 2012 Farm Bill. As you look at the priorities, are you pretty well on track with what you want to do? You're going to do hearings this year is all?
Yes. I believe potentially the Senate may move quicker than that. Now, here's the wild card, Ron. In this ongoing discussions between the senior leadership in the House, the Senate, and the White House about an overall grandiose deficit reduction package as a part of raising the national debt ceiling, if that should come about in late summer or early fall, that might accelerate everything. But I'm not holding my breath for such a grand agreement to be worked out.
Thank you.
Visiting with the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.